I'm so glad you're with me today. This is Clear Vision Day, and I'm Rose, and that's the name of the program, Clear Vision, because I want you to come into the power of God with clear vision. I want you to know who He is. I want you to know who you are in Him, and I want you to walk in the love that God has for you. Today, we're going to talk about the greatest things in life. We're going to talk about a two-piece fish dinner. I love that title when the Lord gives me something, a two-piece fish dinner. We all know where we can get a two-piece fish dinner, don't we? Well, today we're going to talk about God's two-piece fish dinner. And He has it for you, folks. He has for you today all the blessings that you could ever want. He has for you in this new day everything that you could ever need. He says, I have come. Jesus was saying this when He spoke it. He said, I have come that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I want you to stay with me today while we talk about the two-piece fish dinner and how you can live and have all you want to eat all the time, in every way, in your heart, your mind, your emotions, in your finances, in every possible way, in the name of Jesus. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I love you. I'll see you in just a second.
Rose Ministries would like to send you two devotional books. Rose's 30 Days, The Champion in You, is a powerful devotional that provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word that puts you on His path and keeps you there for permanent victorious living. Rose Ministries will also send you God's Blessings Come in Abundance. Order your two-book special today by writing Rose Ministries or calling 859-748-9961.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be with you every time I get to be with you because I have the Word of the Lord for you, the good Word, the good gospel, the goodness of God to bring into your life. God wants you to live an abundant, rich life. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be so blessed so you can turn around and be His blessing. All of us at the Mercy House and Rose Ministries, we are there consistently available to people to be a blessing to them. Well, that doesn't happen because we don't have anything to be a blessing with. It happens because God blesses us so we can be His blessing. Years ago when Mercy House started, and we were outreaching with food and clothes and helping abused women and children, it wasn't enough when somebody called or came and said, I'm hungry, to say, well, we'll pray for you. It wasn't enough when somebody called or came and said, I don't have any clothes, my house is burned down. It wasn't enough when somebody called or came and said, I'm hurting, to say, I'll pray for you. See, that is good, and we do need to pray for each other. But we've also got to provide. We've got to let God use us to provide. And honey, God wants you blessed so you can be His blessing. He wants you abundantly blessed everywhere you go, so you can be a blessing everywhere you go. This week, give some thought while you're out. Maybe you're out to lunch and you're in a restaurant and maybe you see a situation that you think needs a little touch from the Lord, a touch of His love and kindness. And you don't have to make a big deal about it. Just call the waitress over and say, you know, I'd like to pay for that person's lunch over there. Don't tell them it's me. And just go ahead and pay for it. And let that be your good deed for the day. Amen? I love doing things like that. I love showing up places that nobody knows that I've shown up and doing things for God that nobody knows about. God wants your life to spill over, to be overflowing with His goodness. He wants your life to spill over into other people's lives. He wants your life to be anointed and overflowing with power. That's why I call this particular message today a two-piece fish dinner, because that's the way God operates. He can take a two-piece fish dinner and turn it into enough food to feed 5,000. That's what he did with Jesus. And Jesus asked Philip about that. He asked Philip, he said, Philip, how are we going to feed these 5,000 people? Now, they'd been out, they'd been preaching, they'd been sharing with the people for the most of the day, and it was late in the day, and the people were hungry. And Philip knew that he didn't know, so he told him, he said, I don't know, you're going to have to tell me, Lord. And the Lord said, all right, where's that little boy? Where's that little boy that had the fish and the baskets and the loaves of bread? How much did he have? 2 loaves? 2 fish? Bring him over here. And then the little boy brought it, and Jesus said he wanted that fish and that loaves of bread. And the little boy was so glad to share it because he was blessed. See, he had the 2 loaves of bread. He had the 2-piece fish dinner, didn't he? And God raised it. Jesus raised it to Father God in heaven, and he said, Father, thank you. Thank you for this 2-piece of fish and the loaves of bread. Thank you. And God multiplied that bread and multiplied that fish, folks. We can't understand this in the natural. It's not naturally minded. It's supernaturally minded. But God did it. He moved on that fish and he moved on that bread. And it fed not only 5,000, because it said there was 5,000 men there. There were women there and children. So the number could have been 10,000. And that fish and that loaves of bread multiplied. God multiplied and blessed it. See, God can do anything. And he'll always go beyond anything we can ask or think. And that's what he did that day. He not only multiplied that fish and that bread, and it fed all those people, but then they had 12 baskets left over. 12 baskets. They picked up 12 basketfuls of things left over. And you know what? The Bible doesn't say who got that 12 baskets, but I believe it went back to the little boy. I believe God gave it back to him because he multiplied his seed. That was his seed he sowed into God that day. And I just can't imagine his mother when he got home and he brought back 12 baskets of fish and loaves of bread when he only left with 2. Isn't that good? God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you so you can be a blessing. So what is it you have to do to receive that? What you have to do is say yes. Yes, Father, thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you that I can give, that I can share what I have, even if it's 2 fish or 2 loaves of bread, even if it's just a jacket you have, a good coat that you have this winter. Share it with somebody. If you need finances, I always teach people, whatever you have a need for, share that, because that's what you'll get multiplied back. If you have a need, sow your seed. And everything's a seed, folks. Whatever you think, whatever you say, whatever you do is a seed you sow. If you sow seeds of despair and discouragement, you know you're going to get back a multiplied crop of discouragement and despair, don't you? If you sow seeds of unforgiveness, or you sow seeds of doubt and unbelief, or you sow seeds of worry and anxiety, that grows and becomes more worry and more anxiety. And then it can turn into depression. And then from there it can turn into oppression. See, whatever we sow, we're going to reap. And God wants you sowing good things. He's sowing good things into your life, but you have to receive it. It took me a long time to learn this. I was so ready to be upset. I was so ready to be angry. I was so ready to be critical. I was so ready all the time to come and cry out to God to help me, but then I wanted to complain. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? Why did this happen to me? Since you're God, why is this happening to me? Honey, a why question. You can ask God what. You can ask him how. You can feel free to ask him when and where, but don't ask why. Because why leads you into despair? Why leads you into into discouragement. And God isn't going to answer why, because why is not His question. It's what and where and when and how. See, you can ask God all that. God wants to bless you when? Right now. Where? Throughout your life. He wants to bless you in your coming and your going. He wants to bless you and make you His blessing. He wants you to bless you by loving you. He wants to bless you by you loving other people. How is the when you say, how, God, are you going to bless me? The how is, the answer to the how is every way possible. I'm going to bless you today. I'm going to bless you tomorrow with my love and my grace and my mercy. I'm going to bless you with finances. Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? A lot of people want finances, but they're afraid to turn loose the finances. This broadcast costs lots of dollars, and God provides every bit of it. And He may want to use you to help provide for this broadcast. I don't know what He's speaking to you about today, but I know this, it's for your good, and it's for His glory. And whatever He tells you to do, you do it. I don't care if He tells you to financially sow into this ministry, $5, $50, $100, thousands, I don't care if a million, whatever He tells you, agree with Him. Agree with Him and then do what He says, because He's going to multiply the seed. See, I'm a farmer. I'm a Kentucky farmer. I have about 400 acres, and we all know about the droughts, and we all know about the floods and the too much rain and the locusts and the bugs and the mold, and we know about all those things in farming. But something else we know about is that God is in charge, and God always protects my crops. He protects my farm, and He protects the young man that grows the crops and farms the farm. He always protects and brings us great crops from that farm. Because that's the way God operates, see? God says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we will be blessed when we follow His way. Well, what is His way? That's the what question. What is His way? His way is to provide for us. His way is to direct and guide us in whatever way it takes in His way to get us to the place He has planned. God's planned your future long before you were ever born. And God has planned your future to bring you to a good hope, a good future, a good day every day. You can have a good day every day. It's a choice. You can choose to be blessed today, or you can choose death today and speak despair. You can carry on with five friends on the phone all day long if you want to about what a horrible day you're having. Or you can talk about the goodness of God. That's what I like to do, because I know talking about God's goodness brings me life, brings me blessings. And I want blessings so I can be a blessing. We minister to well over 900 million people every week around the world. And you know I can't talk to over that many people or even half, but the people that I do get to talk to and that I do get to pray with, I see the glory of God move all over their life. That's why I want you to call in. That's why I want you to expect us to powerfully pray for you and stand on the Word, not get together with you and holler at God for something, but stand on His Word for you on your behalf. I love that word in Isaiah 54 that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I'll show it to be in the wrong. I've had lots of weapons formed against me. Weapons of sickness and disease, divorce, despair, financial lack, many weapons. And I've had every one of those weapons fall to the ground because God was in charge of me. And I fully expect that to continue to happen in my life. And that has allowed me to be here with you today. That has permitted me to come before the feet of God, knowing that whatever I've asked for from Him, He's going to do it, because He wants to see the glory. He wants to see that glory on His life from me. He wants to see that glory from me on my life. Thank you, Lord. I want to share with you more about these two fishes and loaves. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can become spiritually mature in our walk with the Lord, how we can sow that maturity into the kingdom, how we can stand before God in the throne room boldly, knowing that He's heard us and He loves us. I love you so much. I'll see you in just a minute, and I'll be back in Mrs. Rose.
Rose Ministries would like to send you two devotional books. Rose's 30 Days, The Champion in You, is a powerful devotional that provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word that puts you on His path and keeps you there for permanent victorious living. Rose Ministries will also send you God's Blessings Come in Abundance. Order your two-book special today by writing Rose Ministries or calling 859-748-9961.
We're talking today about a two-piece fish dinner, and boy, is it getting warmed up in here with that. I love it when the Lord comes on the scene and stays there, don't you? Amen. We're talking about how God multiplies, how He brings blessings into your life, and doesn't just bring blessings, but He starts multiplying when you share them. So let's start talking about how we can be sharing more blessings and have more blessings. I don't know about you, but I want blessings in my life. I had all the tragedy and despair and discouragement in my life I could ever want by the time 1991 rolled around. I'd been through divorces, I'd been through sicknesses, diseases, all kind of stuff. And I don't want any more of it. I don't want any more disgust. I don't want any more anger. I don't want any more frustration. I don't want any more headaches. I don't want any more heartaches, folks. And I know you don't either. That's why I'm here talking to you. Because I want you to understand, God has blessings planned for you. And He has blessings planned for you in your life and your loved ones, your children, your husband, your wife, your sweetheart, whoever it is. He has blessings planned for you. Blessings that you will not even be able to imagine if you'll just open your heart, honey. Just open your life to Him. And let Him come and bless you the way He wants to. Let's look at Psalm 35:27 real quick. And as we look at there, we're going to find out that God says He wants us blessed. He wants you blessed. And that word in the Greek also means prosperous. A lot of people think prosperity and prosperity message is all about having money. Well, that is part of it. But it's also about having the peace of God. It's also about having the kindness of God. It's also about having the goodness of God in your life. It says right in Psalm 35:27, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His children. If you know the Lord today, if you know Jesus and you have God in your life, then it pleases God for you to be successful. It pleases God for you to be at peace. It pleases God for you to have joy in your life. It pleases God for you to laugh. I don't know about you, but coming from an Italian family, I love to laugh. I love to throw my arms in the air and jump and shout and run on my farm. We were talking a little bit ago about my farm here in Kentucky. And I love to run on the farm. My children get after me a whole lot because they say I don't get out enough on the farm. But honey, I love that. I love being blessed, being outside. I love the joy of the Lord in my life. I love the kindness of God in my life. I love being at peace, resting in the Lord. I love being confident in God. That's a blessing. That's prosperous in God. Amen? When you have a thing in your life comes against you, the natural reaction by the world is to crumble, to just fly off into the wind and throw your hands up and, oh, how's this? How are we going to get through this? And, oh, we'll never make it. And just like all the constant conversations on the TV programs and the news about the war and who's killed today and who's going to maybe be killed tomorrow. Yes, that's happening. But God is not wanting us to live in fear and doubt. God doesn't want you to live in despair and discouragement. God doesn't want you, honey, to live in any way other than His way. And His way is for you to be strong. His way is for you to be kind and good. His way is for you to not be rude. His way is for you to be hopeful, to have hope against everything that tries to come against you. See, we have an enemy. We have enemy in the devil, and we have an enemy in ourselves. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy, especially when we stand and we fight with each other. Fighting with each other does not bring about the peace of God. Fighting with yourself doesn't bring about the peace of God. I know so many people that call into the ministry for powerful prayer, and I want you to call in, because when we pray the Word, God will honor and make His Word come to pass. He says, I hasten to perform my Word. I watch over it to make it come to pass. So call in the ministry and let's pray. Let me pray with you. Let one of the prayer team members pray with you. Let us stand together with you. If you're a pastor of a church and you're watching this program this morning and you need a new fire under your spirit, you need a new hope in your church, you need a new way to look at the future that's coming for your church, call and let's pray together. God wants you to pray and ask Him and expect Him to honor your prayers. That scripture that says that we're in the secret place, the Psalm 91, says we're in the secret place of the Most High God. We're in His presence. We're there in the presence of Almighty God, a refuge, a hiding place. And in that place is where we remain stable, where we remain fixed, stable, secure, under the shadow of Almighty God. In that place, no power of any foe can withstand. No harm can come near you. That scripture, that whole chapter of Psalm 91 says that 10,000 may fall by your side, but one not come near you. This ministry ministers all over the world. We minister in the Middle East. We minister all over the United States. We minister different times of the day, different days of the week. And I'm touching and so thankful to be part of God using me to touch people. And God can use you. He's called us all. He's chosen you to go into the world to preach the gospel. He's chosen you to bless you. He's chosen you to love you. He's chosen you to be loved. Be good to yourself today. Be good to yourself today and honor the Lord. When you honor the Lord, when you stand for Him, when you listen to what He has to say about His love for you and how He wants to prosper you, how He delights in blessing you, then you'll be able and ready to let Him bless you. And blessing you is not just so you can be blessed. Yes, He wants you blessed, but He wants you to be His blessing. I'm wanting to be your blessing today, and God uses me to do that. I've got little books here that I want you to call the ministry in order. This little 30 days, The Champion in You, it's so powerful to lead you in the power of God every day for 30 days. And it's confessions. I call the scriptures gospels. You can't overdose on them, and you need to take them every 4 hours or every 2 hours, depending on what the circumstance is. But order this little book and let me be a blessing to you. I got another little book they may be talking to you about on the program called God's Blessings Come in Abundance. Order this book too. Just call in and let us know you want it. We'll send it out to you. And if you want to bless the ministry and offer your finances to help this program and be part of God's work here, then go ahead and do what God tells you to do about that. But you do what He says. You don't do what anybody else says. See, God has laws. He has laws in order. And He set it up that when we sow, we will reap. And He said in the very beginning in Genesis, as long as there is earth, and there'll always be earth, there may not always be world, the world system will end. The world's ways will end when Jesus returns. But there'll always be earth. And God says as long as there's earth, there'll be summer and fall, winter, there'll be day and night, there'll be cold and hot, and there will be sowing and reaping. That's in Genesis 1. God said it, I believe it, and that's the way it's going to be. I'm not going to change it, and you're not going to change it either, honey. I love you so much. I've come here today on this program because I love you, because God loves you, and because He wants you to know that you can take all of your life and sow it into the kingdom, sow it into somebody else's life, and God's going to multiply it. If you don't know Jesus, and you've not received Him as your Savior, then I invite you today. I ask you, just say with me, Father, thank you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I receive Him as my hope. I receive Him as my Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing Jesus to me. In the name of your Son, Jesus, thank you. Amen. That's all you have to say to receive Jesus in your heart. I am so excited about what God is doing on this earth. I'm excited about what He's doing in this ministry on this earth. I'm excited about the souls that are being reached, the lives that are being touched, and you are one of them. You're watching right now, and this program has changed your life, and you want to pray. Call the number on the screen. Call our offices. Call the ministry. Let me pray with you. Order these little books. Order the Word, and let me share it with you more than I am today. I love you so much, and I want you to have what this show's all about, clear vision with the Lord. I want you to have the love of God in your life. I want you to have the power of God. I want you to have Jesus. I love you so much. I'll see you the next time, and until then, this is Rose.
Rose Ministries would like to send you two devotional books. Rose's 30 Days, The Champion in You, is a powerful devotional that provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word that puts you on His path and keeps you there for permanent victorious living. Rose Ministries will also send you God's Blessings Come in Abundance. Order your two-book special today by writing Rose Ministries or calling 859-748-9961.